Good morning. Welcome to Murfreesboro Missionary Baptist Church. I have the best looking choir I've ever seen up here today. Amen. Let's all stand. Grab a favorite gospel songs. Page 260. 260. After this first song, our children are going to sing a couple of songs for us. 260.
Sister Heather.
Yeah. this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing, to find a place for you are coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with egg, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah. Shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah.
Shone bright up in the east to Bethlehem. The wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place at which you were, their frankincense and gold and myrrh they gave to you and cried a hallelujah.
For you that did not come for the Christmas program, you did miss a treat. They did a really good job this morning. Appreciate the ones that helped put it together and keep everybody straight and going, and the kids done a good job memorizing their lines, and they just did a good performance is what they did this morning, and I'm thankful for each and every one of our kids and what they did. I'm thankful for them for how they did the program. I'm thankful for the message that they portrayed. The starting of the play, and I'm not going to rehash the play, but the starting of the play was as they were at school. And when the teacher said something about doing a Christmas program, they different kids mentioned different things, and like Rudolph and Santa and such as that. And that's what a lot of people have in mind that Christmas is all about. But the teacher said, no, we're going to do one about Jesus. And that's not verbatim, but that's what we need to teach our children. Yes, Christmas is a good time for family and a good time to share giving and all those great things. But the greatest gift that ever was to us was that little baby that was born. And I want us to keep that in mind here over the next... We should keep it on, let me stop. That's what we should keep on our mind all the time. But especially over this next coming week. And I hope that you will be blessed in this week. Hope everybody can stay safe. And don't forget that we will be here at church next Sunday morning for Christmas Day service. And that's a good thing for us to come together and meet. Now, we are foregoing our Sunday school. That'll give everybody time to do their early morning Christmas gifts and such. But we will meet at our usual time next Sunday at 10:30. So keep that in mind. And we want to see everybody back with us next Sunday. I realize there's family things, there's get-togethers. But we're to worship God.
Amen.
And that's next Sunday. Still. And that's really what Christmas is about. It's about worshiping God and being thankful for His saving grace. And through it, thankful for His Son. So we appreciate each and every one being here today. We're glad to have all of our visitors with us today. Make yourself right at home with us today in this service. And I hope and pray that you'll be blessed in this service today. We usually do a children's church. But we're going to forego that. The kids have had a lot of activities already this morning, so we're going to forego that this morning and move right along with our service today. I hope everyone will be prayerful. It's good to see each and every one here. I want us to keep in mind some of our members and in your prayers today, and I'll get to that in just a few minutes. But if there's a prayer request before we go to the Lord in prayer, we didn't have Sunday school this morning, so we don't have any prayer request that was given this morning. So it's up to you this morning to give out the things that needs to be prayed for. Does anybody have a prayer request before we go any further in the service?
Brother Ricky, I want to give the Lord good praise.
Amen.
This morning, y'all remember I went to prayer for a young man that hit the altar at Friendship last Saturday night. Next day, even after I requested prayer for him, that he had found the Lord that night.
Yeah.
His name was Tate.
Yes.
Always good. Even though I requested prayer for him, he'd already found what he needed.
Yes.
So let's continue to pray for him.
Yes.
Pray
yes.
That he'll grow in the Lord.
Amen.
So good to hear the good news.
Yes.
We'll pray the good Lord for him.
Yes, sir. Proud to hear that young fella got saved. Appreciate that. Anything else before we go any further? Let's do remember this.
Remember my colleague, she moved here for this job. She has no family around her.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine how isolating it would be to have a child with special needs.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So please pray for baby Bailey.
Go ahead. Do remember baby Bailey, but let's remember this family in our prayers. If you've ever had a child that was very sick, we'll say very sick, you know that's a painful time for parents. And so remember them in your prayers. Somebody else? Yeah. Remember Nikki Stallings, that's Brother Sam's cousin. He's been requesting prayer for, so do remember him in your prayers. Somebody else?
We need to remember our brother Massey.
Yes, sir. Just do remember Brother Massey in our prayers. Somebody else?
Need to remember Brother Charles Allen Gentry.
Yes, sir. Yes, do need to remember Brother Charles Allen also. Somebody else? Oh, hell. Just do remember Brother Dave's brother. Somebody else? As it's been, I was going to mention Brother Charles Allen. He lost his wife the other day also. I want you to remember Sister Theta. She is our oldest member, I think. And I know Sister Charlsie coming in. I'm glad that she's here. That's our two oldest members. But Sister Theta has been fighting COVID now for better than 2 weeks. And I'll ask you to pray for her. And she had a kind of a bad relapse earlier in the week. And she said she was better the other day, but y'all pray for Sister Theta that she'll be getting better, getting stronger. But do remember her in your prayers. I had one other I was supposed to. Oh, yeah, Brother Davenport, Brother Lowell Davenport. Remember them also. Brother Lowell has not been as well as of late, too, so do remember him also. Any other prayer requests? Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's a good prayer request. We do need to remember our servicemen and that won't get to come home. We need to remember them all, but especially ones that don't get to come home. Somebody else?
Yesterday was 5 days since
Lord bless.
Years.
I thought it shortened down some. Thank you, Brother Trey. I'm thankful that you had a birthday in the Lord. Appreciate that. Somebody else? Yes, ma'am. It sure is. It is good for us to praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but that last song is already in my head. But I cannot think of anything better to have stuck in your head than to be singing hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah to our Lord. And I appreciate the good songs we've had thus far today. Anybody else have a prayer request on your heart? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sure will. Appreciate this. Somebody else? Like I say, we appreciate each and every one being here today. And as I said earlier, we're glad to have our visitors with us. If you haven't been here in a while, and we would like to thank you for coming back to be with us today. And we just want to make you welcome is what we want you to do. Just appreciate each and every one that's here today. Nobody else has a prayer request? Let's all go to the Lord in prayer. And as we always say, please pray for you, for yourselves. Pray for the church. Pray for the preacher. He needs all the help you can get, I'm going to tell you. Pray for everyone that you possibly can. But the biggest thing I always want you to do is just pray. Don't just listen to somebody. Even if you just have a short prayer, talk to the Lord. It will help you. It will help you to get in shape to talk, to be in worship for the Lord. Anybody else got a prayer request? We'll call on one to start a prayer, but we want everybody to try to pray. We'll call on the yesterday's birthday boy. We'll say, Brother Trey, will you start a prayer, please?
As we continue our worship service, turn over to page 263. Continue to sing about the birth of our Savior. We're going to turn over to page 266. 266. Amen. Turn back over one page for our last song. Everybody knows this one. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
For the good songs this morning. Appreciate everybody being here today. Glad to have our visitors again, and I hope and pray that each and every one has come with a prayer on your heart today. Anybody got a word of testimony or anything before we get started? I ask you to pray for me. Pray that the Lord will help me today as I would try to stand, and so be prayerful is what I would ask you to do today in this service. And let's just ask the Lord to come and be with us today. I do want to make one quick announcement. I mentioned a while ago that we would be here next Sunday for our church service, and we will. Our Sunday school will not be. I did fail to mention what we are doing today. After our service today, we are having a fellowship today. There's going to be food back there in the back. Somebody come through earlier. They said Baptists, when they hear that there's food there, they're coming. So there will be food back there in the back. after service. We'll have a blessing, and the ladies will have that prepared for us here in a little while after the service is what we'll do. After we get through eating, make sure all of our kids stay. We're going to be celebrating the birth of Jesus. Yes, it's not Christmas Day. We don't know exactly what day Jesus was born on, do we? But we're going to celebrate it all month long is what we should do. But today the kids are going to be having birthday cake, and they're going to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. They made this a custom back several years ago, and that's a good thing. For the kids, there's games like every birthday party. There's going to be games, and that's for young and all, older also. And Paul has been working hard, and different ones, I should say, have been working hard at y'all getting some good gifts. So just because you're a teenager, don't think you're too big for this, because there may be money involved. If you like sweets, there's sweets involved. So in some of these games. So come on, stay on with us, and just enjoy a good day of fellowship. That's what it's going to be about, is a good day of fellowship for one and all. So keep that in mind. Anything else before we go any further? Last Sunday, I preached what I said was going to be a Christmas sermon, and I said you may have to get to hear another one. I'm not usually a preacher of occasion. I don't necessarily preach, and you may get this next Sunday. You may not get a Christmas sermon next Sunday, but today we are going back to the book of Matthew in the first chapter. So guess what? You've got another Christmas sermon today, and we're going to go a little different route. I always enjoy watching kids depict a Christmas, what they call a nativity scene. I always enjoy hearing the angel as it proclaims the birth of Jesus, the child that's playing the angel. But then the host coming up and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men." I enjoyed that. That was our message last week. We're going to do a little different today in our message, but we're going to take it from the first chapter of Matthew, and we'll read the 18th through the remainder of the chapter today for our reading lesson. You've heard it quoted many times already, I hope. Maybe you read it during Christmas. But this is some good verses for us today. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily or privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that he might be fulfilled, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and he took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. That's reading verses 18 through through 25. That's with my mistakes in reading the first chapter of the book of Matthew this morning today. Our thought today is going to be found twice in this reading lesson. And truthfully, in our day and age, I don't think it is in our church. However, we still may have individuals that may doubt in some ways the birth of Christ. I think it's a common thing to say in our world today that not everybody believes about Jesus' birth, that first of all, that he was born of a virgin, that he was born actually the Son of God. Years ago, I read a statement that was made about a lot of what a lot of people thought. It was somewhat of a survey that was done, and the answers that were given as to who Jesus was, they said, well, he was a good man whom God claimed as the Son of God. Some said, well, he was one that after that he was good, so good, God claimed him in that way. Others kind of looked at him as never the Son of God. He was just a really good man that the disciples decided was the Son of God. Others had other things in mind. Now I'm going to give you what I consider to be a pitiful survey. They did a survey back probably about 10 years ago was when I heard this. And it was of the, quote, ministers that were graduating from seminaries. Over 90% of them did not believe in the virgin birth of Christ. And you might say, well, that's hard to believe. It was for me too, but occasionally I come in contact with somebody. Well, I just don't understand how that could be. I don't see how. I know the nature of man and how children are born, so I don't see how it could have been. Now, I'm going to give you one verse that backs all of this up for me. With God, all things are possible. Amen. With God, all things are possible. But some people need a little more clarification. How can this be? That was the words of Mary, if you look over in the second chapter of Luke. How can this be, seeing I know not a man? Now, that had a particular meaning, and I'm not going to go into it completely, other than to say she was knowing the what we'll call the way of reproduction in human beings. She understood that a man was needed. But with God, all things are possible. If you look at the way human beings are, yes, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible is what I want you to understand. Our thought today is that found in verse 18 where it says, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And then it says down in the 20th verse, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Joseph had really no part to play in this fact. Now, I understand today that a lot of people will take this and say, preacher, watch what you say, and I'm going to do my very best. I'm going to try to do that. But I want you to understand something today. When Jesus was born there in Bethlehem, he was not Joseph's son. He was not the son of Joseph. Joseph had found out, like a lot of people, that Mary was with child, probably around 3 months after the fact that Mary had received the annunciation of God, of the angel of God unto her, that she was going to bear a holy child. And she had asked the question, as I said, how will these things be? And what the scripture tells us in the book of Luke in the 35th verse of the second chapter. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee, and therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Notice, first of all, there was a working of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, if you want to call it that way. Whichever way, it's the same word in the Greek language that was used for the interpretation. But the actual word means that is the Spirit of God came upon her. I think that's important for us to understand. It's important for God's people to remember that it is the inward man that worships God. It is the inward man that obeys God the very best. There's times when we as human beings, we do have the privilege of relinquishing our control of this being to the Holy Spirit, that we become willing to follow Him. And if you've never done that, other than the time that you were saved, I'm going to use a little bit different word here. I dare you to try it. I do. I dare you to try it. I advise you to try it. But I dare you to try to get in the Spirit so much that you allow God to lead you in such a great way that you feel that Spirit move you so much that you lose all control. And then he said, and the Spirit of God shall overshadow you. And what that's referring to was the Spirit of God, while that she was in the Spirit of God, came upon her and put a seed, put a child in her womb, that she was bearing the Son of God. Now you might say today, well, that's impossible. Remember the verse that I quoted earlier. God, with God, all things are possible with God. God did it in such a way that he showed the world that he was great. If you think about the power of God and birth, I want you to think back to Abraham and his wife Sarah. They had been without children for several years. In her 89th year, God announced to them, he'd already given the promise, but he said that she would bear a child in her 89th year. Abraham being 99 years old, and then about a year later, Sarah bare a child in her 90th year of birth or life, and Abraham in his 100th year. This seemingly being impossible in the world's mind, but with God, all things are possible. Now, we understand today that God being able to overshadow this woman, this young girl, and put in a seed within her, that it was the Son of God. Now, you might say, well, why at that time? I want you to go to the book of Galatians, if you would, in the 4th chapter, and let me give you a verse here to kind of give you the reasoning why God did it when he did. What he says, Paul writes in the 4th verse of the 4th chapter of Galatians, he said, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made unto the law, under the law. The reasoning was that it was at that fullness of time. But I also want you to say, made of a woman. You need to remember the way that God did this. Jesus was both man and God. He was the Son of God. Jesus got his humanity from Mary. It did not come from Joseph or any other individual that was in this world. But he got his humanity from Mary. But he got his being the Son of God from God Almighty himself. But it was that proper time that God sent his Son into this world. It was the best time, you might say, that God sent him into this world so that they would see the glory of God in him at this time. Now, I want you to look, if you would, at 1 John in the 13th verse of the first, grown verse. But it says, it's the book of John, that's where I need to go, in the book of John, in the first chapter and the third verse, if I can get my Bible to turn to the right place here, what he says in John, the first chapter, now I thought I had this one marked, but apparently I do not, but what he says here in verse 13, it says, talking about Jesus, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now, that's what I want you to get today. I want you today to see who Jesus really is, that he is the Son of God. I want you to believe that he is the Son of God. Many people today would truthfully say that it was a fable, you might say, that it was just a story that was made up. But I want you to understand, Jesus, with the stories that we read in the second chapter of Luke, in the Matthew's writings, in the first chapter and the third chapter, when you read those stories, don't consider it like a fable. You know, like Mother Goose or something that you would see on television or you read in some children's book. Take it for the fact, because it was not the will of man that it was done, but rather that it was the will of God that Jesus was born like he was. It was important for it to be done in the way that it is. Now, you might say today, I still don't hardly understand how this things could happen. Now, for us that have been saved, it should be somewhat easy. First of all, we've already believed to the very fullest ability. But I want you to think about something today. When you got saved, and this is for the sinners too, for the ones that needs to get saved. Because when you see these people and hear them talk about a rebirth that they had, Brother Trey talked about it being 5 years ago yesterday when that he got saved, when he was born again. Now, you might say, well, I can't understand that, but listen to what I'm trying to tell you today. Because that birth is a picture of our birth. We don't go back to the mother's womb, do we? That was what Nicodemus asked, wasn't it? He said, how can I be born again? Can I go back to my mother's womb and be born again? Jesus had told him, you must be born again. And I want you to get the actual meaning of again in that word, in that verse. That word again means above, from above, being born from above. And what the scripture tells us, and I'm going to the book of Titus here for just a few verses here, if you want to turn there and look. But in the book of Titus, you're going to start to see a picture of the birth of Christ, but it's in us. Have you thought about that before? It was a miraculous birth, wasn't it? When I got saved, it was. It was nothing that my mother and father did for me, but it was what God did for me. You see, when Mary became with child, it was not the will of man that she became with child, but the will of God. You see, it's important today for you to see this. In the third chapter of Titus, what he says, but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness, not according to the mercy that he saved us, but by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. What was he talking about? He was talking about that salvation. He said, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration. And what that regeneration means is giving new life. Renewing of life. Being born from above is what he's talking about. You see, when Jesus was born into this world through that little woman Mary, it was a new life from above that was sent to give us the blessing that we long for. Yes, every human being loves or wants eternal life. They want to be immortal. They want to live forever. Oh, preacher, I know better than that. There's people out there that doesn't want immortality. But if you get down deep, they do. A lady I know, she's up in years, and she's been very sickly now for several years. And for the last 6-8 months, she said, I just wish the Lord would take me on. I just hurt so much. I'm just so sick all the time. I don't want to eat and everything. She up and almost died here 2 weeks ago. And you know what she wants to do now? I'm wanting to die right now. Now she's fighting to get life, to keep her life. You see, none of us really wants to die. We all want immortality. We want to live forever. But the thing that I need you to understand, there's only life through the regenerating Spirit of God, the giving of a new life, giving of a new spirit that you would have. Now, I want you to turn to James, the first chapter and 18th verse. I want you to get this again, because we read this over there in John a while ago to a certain extent. But I want you to get what James said. He said, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now, the first thing I want you to get, it is God's will that all of us should be saved. You'll find that in 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 4th verse is where that's at. I think I used that last week in our message. But I want you to keep it in your mind today. It is God's will that you be saved. Notice he says here, of his own will begat. I want you to get that word. In the old language, that means fathered. I look at some of you gentlemen, and you have your children next to you. Let me use Brother Tom over here. He's handy. He's got Ben sitting there beside him. He begat Ben, didn't he? Brother Brad begat Roman. Brother Fabian begat Thomas. When Jesus saves our soul, we are born of Him. Just like these men fathered these children, He begats us in a new birth. And it is a new birth that's just as miraculous as the birth of Jesus to Mary. It's the same type of birth. Oh, not of women, not of men, but of God, that He brings upon each and every one of us is what He does. Now, I've got one other verse, and I'll try to close this out. And where I want to go is 1 Peter. I'm not going far this time, but in 1 Peter, in the first chapter, and I want you to look at verse 23. Did y'all think that the only place where the Bible talks about being born again is John 3? It's not the only place it does. In 1 Peter, y'all remember him, don't you? In verse 23, he says, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. You see, as long as we are in this flesh, the Bible says that as long as we're in this flesh, we're constantly dying. Paul said, I die daily, is what he said. And if you talk to doctors and physicians and people that know, they talk about how much this body deteriorates each day. Now, so it's constantly evolving and constantly going. But if you've noticed your parents, kids, and I want you to look at them for a little while. Look at your grandparents in a way. If you've been privileged to have them for 10 years of your actual knowledge of them, do you not think back, especially if you look at a picture about 10 years ago, have they not changed? Sorry. Somebody mentioned some pictures about me and Paul the other day, and they said, I think it was from a few years ago. We changed. Most of us older ones can say we hurt more. The reason we hurt is because we are of a corruptible seed that is fading out. But that new birth, we become renewed day by day, as the scripture says. But he says here, not of a corruptible seed, but by the word of God. You're going to say, well, what do you mean by the word of God? Believe this stuff. When you believe what's in this, when you believe that so completely and so strongly, that's when that you are born again. Except you believe that this stuff is true. You know, when I thought about those men that were graduating from the seminaries and they were saying, I don't think I could believe that Mary was a virgin when Jesus was born, I thought, you can't be saved. Because that's the truth. And what I'm trying to tell you is, this birth, yes, it's miraculous. It is wonderful what God did in that birth. But I want you to understand, when we get saved, it's just as miraculous. Because He takes a sinful, fleshly man, woman, child, and He makes them new. Oh, not this side, but what's on the inside. That's what He changes. He changes it completely. And that's miraculous too. Notice I said too. It's miraculous too. To make you have something that God showed you a picture of there in Bethlehem. That's what he did. Now, Brother Brad, that's going to be our message today. I want you to think about this. What a great blessing that we have to celebrate today. I'm going to say this. Brother Trey was right in saying, I celebrated my birth, of my second birth the other day. He's right on that. Me, I get to celebrate mine in July. Others of you, you get to celebrate maybe in January or February or March, May, any of the months. You may get to celebrate it. But the fact of the matter is, we celebrate our new birth with the birth of Christ. Think about that. You celebrate it with the birth of Christ because it's similar in the way that it happened. Oh, we didn't go back to our mother's womb, but God gave us a greater birth than our physical birth. Don't get me wrong, I'm thankful for my birth. But I'm more thankful for that heavenly birth. I hope you will be too today. Appreciate everybody's attention. I will say to those that are unsaved, this altar is always open to you to seek the Lord. I always say to everyone in the church house, do what God leads you to do. If it's joining the church, you join the church. If it's for you to speak to somebody that's lost, invite them to an altar of prayer, you invite them to an altar of prayer. You go and do what God lays upon your heart today while we stand and sing.
And Redback Hymnal 277.